Book 11, Canto 1, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, page 673 to 674. Around, the deathless nations moved and spoke, souls of a luminous celestial joy, faces of stark beauty, limbs of the molded ray, in cities cut like gems of conscious stone, and wonderful pastures and on gleaming coasts, bright forms were seen, eternity's luminous tribes. Above her rhythmic godheads whirled the spheres, wrapped mobile fixities hair blindly sought by the huge erring orbits of our stars. Ecstatic voices smote at hearing's chords. Each movement found a music all its own. Songs thrilled of birds upon unfading boughs, the colors of whose plumage had been caught from the rainbow of imagination's wings. Immortal fragrance packed the quivering breeze. In groves that seemed moved bosoms and trembling depths, the million children of the undying spring bloomed, pure unnumbered stars of huge delight, nestling for shelter in their emerald sky. Fairy flower masses looked with laughing eyes. A dancing chaos, an iridescent sea, eternized to heaven's ever wakeful sight, the crowding petal glow of marvelous tints which float across the curtained lids of dream. Immortal harmonies filled her listening ear. A great spontaneous utterance of the heights, on titan wings of rhythmic grandeur borne, poured from some deep spiritual heart of sound, strains trembling with the secrets of the gods. A spirit wandered happily in the wind. A spirit brooded in the leaf and stone. The voices of thought-conscious instruments along a living verge of silence strayed, and from some deep, a wordless tongue of things, unfathomed, inexpressible, chantings rose, translating into a voice the unknown. A climber on the invisible stair of sound, music not with these few and striving steps, aspired that wander upon transient strings, but changed its ever new uncounted notes in a passion of unforeseen discovery, and kept its old unforgotten ecstasies, a growing treasure in the mystic heart.